It's my number one extra personal priority. The main reason is because everything behind me and everything around us, they don't get a vote. Trees don't get a vote. Endangered species don't get a vote. You're going to walk by a carving of a Jefferson salamander. They don't get a vote. We get votes. And we have to rely on people, Canadians, to keep these things in mind, these extra personal things. It's not going to affect your bank account if the Jefferson salamander goes extinct. It would be a tragedy. It's something worth saving and something worth preserving and conserving. And that's what Conservation Halton does here in Milton. I'm really lucky in Milton. I've got a lot of constituents that really care about the nature and nature-based solutions, the environment, affordability, efficiency, and fighting climate change. Just a couple of weeks ago, Sustainable Milton hosted a really cool, kind of a job fair. It wasn't really a job fair because I don't think there was a lot of employers there, but it was kind of an ideas fair. And they had all these companies that were really interested in electrification, solar technology, getting people on heat pumps and away from using natural gas, solutions for carpooling, public transit, ripping out all the invasive species in your garden and adding a bunch of indigenous ones. It was great. And like, that's what Milton is all about. Milton cares about our natural environment. And I am certain it's because of the work that Conservation Halton does to bring kids in our community here at a young age, to get them exposed to nature and make sure that they realize that, like, look, this place is currency. This place is valuable. This is our clean air. This is our clean water. This is our future as a species on the planet, quite frankly, is our respect for our natural environment. The planet will probably live beyond our species. And if we care about 10 generations or 7 generations, 17 generations into the future, and making sure that this planet can continue to host humans as a species, then we can't wait. We can't wait until it's an emergency now, but we can't wait, you know. And I'm happy to answer any of those questions that people have about complex things like carbon markets and emissions and how we're going to fight climate change. It's a longer conversation, but connecting with people at the doors or over the phone and asking them to come and talk to some scientists at Conservation Halton, because I'm not one. I have a science degree, but it's not in conservation, is a great opportunity. So to answer your question more succinctly, it's a huge part of my job, not just because I'm the parliamentary secretary and I get to work with Stephen Gilbo, who's dedicated his entire life to environmental protection, but because we're here in Halton and it matters to us.